His eyes fluttered shut once, then twice. He shook his head to clear it. He'd find himself waking in the gutter if he didn't go home now. He lurched past squat wooden buildings that had never seen better days. How had he come to this in less than a month? But he knew how. A flash of self-loathing gutted him. The Delaware River lapped against the docks to his left. A cart rumbled past him, the clip-clop of the horse's hoofs fading as it drew away. Two women argued nearby, their hoods pulled low over their faces despite the warm weather. And behind him, soft, tentative footsteps came close, then retreated. He sang a song to quiet the voices in his head. A hunting we will go, a hunting we will go. The voices had chased him from the tavern. So real they were that he'd whirled around expecting to see someone. There was only the embankment behind Water Street looming out of the darkness, the street lamps high above long extinguished. The voices spoke of death. At the entrance of a nearby alley, shadows shifted. He quickened his pace, though his feet seemed to have lost interest in obeying his commands. What was he thinking, raising his voice in song on a street like this? He could get himself killed. As he passed the shadowy space, he heard a man grunt once, then twice more. A woman with a sharp face stepped out of the darkness, straightening her skirt. She glided by him, assessing and dismissing him in the same glance. His shoulder muscles relaxed. They had no interest in him. A hunting we will go. Hi-ho, the Dario, a hunting we will go. Near the river, the voices melted away in a single moment. He faltered, his throat closing round his song. The sudden quiet felt ominous. Good luck doesn't last, but neither does bad, he mumbled. The man with the ruined hand had told him that. Bad luck don't last. He set off again, heading to the stairway that led to Front Street. His gaze caught something metallic flashing in the moonlight on the street. His steps slowed. A pox needle. He hadn't seen one since his days as a soldier. He shuddered at the sudden memory. There had been a prick and a few days of mild illness to prevent much worse. His focus widened, and he blinked hard, fixing his attention on the dark mound beside the needle. Not a mound. A man. The drunkard lay face down, his arms set as if he'd try to lift himself up before blacking out. The man's shoes were made of fine black leather. He wore a maroon evening jacket. A powdered grey wig and a velvety black pouch had tumbled and come to rest nearby. Almost losing his balance, he reached down to stroke the black velvet. Soft as a kitten's fur it was. It crinkled when he pressed on it. The groggified gentleman was taking a big chance coming here, especially with a bag as fine as that. Helltown was full of lunatics, criminals, and worse. He pressed harder on the velvet until the delicate corner of a paper bill peeked out the top of the cinched bag. Money. The pouch was full of paper money. The note had a black border. He couldn't see much more than that in the dark, even with the moonlight. He stuffed the slightly damp note back with shaking fingers, then pressed his thumb and pinky together. They were sticky. Shifting, he circled, then crouched for a better look at the drunkard. The man's cheek lay against the pebblestone street, and his light hair had come partially loose from the black ribbon that tied it back. A dark round gag filled his mouth. It shone wet in the moonlight. Fear shimmered up his spine and changed in a moment to fury. He fell, crab walking away before righting himself. His voice shuddered to life in a sound that was part sob and part laughter. Out of the corner of his eye, he spied the long pox needle again. He scooped it up along with the black velvet pouch. Minutes later, having assured himself that the man was dead, he dropped one of the two items to the ground again. The other, he kept.